This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1125. Sci-fi increases IELTS scores in infinite ways.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today you'll get five high-scoring vocabulary words to describe any story, but especially our favorite, sci-fi. The vocab can be used for both speaking and writing. Plus, we'll recommend a few books and movies that you should not miss.
Hey, Aubrey, how's it going?
Excellent. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. Because James and I are watching a incredible cartoon. And I have been thinking a lot about this cartoon. I know this sounds ridiculous, an adult thinking about a cartoon, but me thinking about this cartoon made me realize how much great vocabulary you guys could use on IELTS to talk about amazing stories and books and movies and stuff. So we have some vocab for you today that came from my sci-fi reflections. And we also have some recommendations for books and movies and TV shows that can get you guys into sci-fi and learning English in a very interesting way. Sci-fi. So the first question, Aubrey, what is the difference between sci-fi and fantasy? Because I feel like these two genres are often enmeshed, right? Mm-hmm. But there are definite differences.
Yes, for sure. Sci-fi is more high-tech. It's often futuristic, and it's always going to involve some kind of technology that doesn't exist yet, right? Science fiction, meaning some kind of fictional science that doesn't exist yet. Whereas fantasy is an alternate universe, a fantastical universe, maybe with magic or witches or trolls that will never exist. Like, science cannot make a troll. Not yet.
Sci-fi is science magic, and fantasy is magic.
There you go. I like it.
Okay, so first of all, let me tell you what the cartoon is, guys, and I'll just like briefly explain the plot, and then we'll get to some amazing vocabulary. So it's called Infinity Train. It's from Cartoon Network, but we're watching it on HBO Max because they have all the Cartoon Network stuff. So it's about it's an anthology series. That means that each season is about a different person or a different story, right?
So
each season, a different person ends up on the Infinity Train, which is an infinite train, an infinite number of cars attached to this train. And you are chosen to be put on this train because you must face a problem in your life and grow as a person through challenges on different cars. And then once you become better, you get to go back to your life. And so when you first enter the train, you have a number on your hand that glows green. And every time you like improve your self-awareness, it goes down. And when you reach zero, you get to go back to your life. So I love it so much because it's crazy. There's like talking animals and trees and just, there's so much craziness on this train. But it's a metaphor for life. And that's what I love about science fiction.
Yes, I agree with you. Like, just because it's animated doesn't mean it's not very thought provoking, right? I feel like I agree. Science fiction, more than any other genre, I will create conversations with me and my friends because there's so many interesting, like Black Mirror on Netflix.
Oh my gosh.
If you haven't seen that, just so much to think about, like, what if that did happen? What if that did exist? What would happen? Can really be interesting conversation starters.
So we still get questions from students about ideas. How do I come up with ideas? I don't know what to say. I don't know what to write. And Aubrey and I have always been huge fans of science fiction to prepare your brain to be flexible and spontaneous. Here's the other thing I love about science fiction, real fast before we get to the vocabulary, is that, and this is like we talked about comedy a couple weeks ago, this is the same thing. It changes your perspective on your own life, right? So you're looking at what humans do in these incredible circumstances, and you're like, well, this is kind of like this thing that happens in my life. I bet I could handle that differently, or, oh, I did learn from that problem, or whatever, right?
Yes, to do hypotheticals and put yourself in that situation and how would you react differently or what choices would have had a better outcome. It's not only fascinating to think about, but gives you, it's opening your brain box, right? Giving exactly. you practice accessing all of the schema in your brain, all of the things that you know that will be related to the questions you're asked both on writing and speaking.
So the first vocabulary word, guys, is metaphor. And this can be used to describe any sci-fi story, right? Because every story, every plot in sci-fi, no matter how wild and crazy, is a metaphor for life, right? So like this is a metaphor for Infinity Train is a metaphor for growing in one's self-awareness, for learning about yourself and trying to be your best self. That like it's, yeah. So a metaphor, guys, is a story that mirrors or reflects something else, right? It's comparing two things that wouldn't normally be compared. So this story is a metaphor for real life. So that is something you could say about any sci-fi story that you're describing on IELTS. What is the next sentence, Aubrey?
Hey guys, if you love this podcast, please share it with a friend. We have set up the easiest way for you to do that. If you go to allearsenglish.com/IELTS contest, you can become an ambassador and easily share this podcast with a friend who's learning English. You'll also be entered to win fun prizes. So go today to allearsenglish.com/IELTS contest. So what drives all sci-fi plots is human nature. How we react to creative circumstances is how we react to real life. So first of all, the verb drive, you can use this in speaking and writing for motivates, what pushes. We also say what drives something, what drives a plot, what drives a person is their motivation.
Yeah,
and then totally. Also this great vocab, circumstances, right? The circumstances you are in, the situations you are in.
Yeah, I hear a lot of students use the word environment in that, you know, instead of circumstances. And that isn't always correct, you know? It doesn't always suit the sentence. Circumstances is like the situational environment, the things around you, the people around you, the actions that are happening,
yeah,
right?
The events. Whereas the environment is more the setting. Where
exactly.
is this taking
totally.
Place? Not necessarily the events.
Totally. So yes, drives is such an interesting verb instead of, you know, motivates, right? Mm-hmm. Or it's
much
about.
More native. Totally.
All right. So here is the next sentence, guys. Each car, train car, right? Each car presents a wild problem. So presents is a bandined verb instead of gives, because give is boring, right? Instead of gives you a problem, presents a problem. So here's an example of one of the cars. They go into a car and there's an enormous tree, and then they start hearing voices and they start climbing the tree. And this is a family tree. people of two families are carved into the tree, and their souls are in the branches, and they talk to each other. And the thing is that these two families hate each other, and they're always fighting. And so it's a metaphor for good communication and solving problems in life. It's so great. The two kids start fighting, and then branches grow up around them. But then when they communicate openly and kindly, the branches let them go. So it's that's also a metaphor. I love it. Presents, guys, instead of gives. That's a much better verb.
All right. And the last one, plus the voice cast is stellar. Voice actors, I feel like there are some actors who are such talented voice actors. And I'm guessing there are some on that show.
Yes, for sure. One of my favorite Australian actor is named Ben Mendelsohn. He's done amazing stuff. I think I first saw him in the Australian movie Animal Kingdom, which the US remade, but the Australian one is better. But he's been in tons of stuff. Bloodlines, he was in that. He's so great. But this is how I know I'm watching something quality with James, is when I start recognizing the voices and he gets so tired of me, because I'm like, oh my God. Yeah, James, do you know who that is? And he's like, I don't care. I just want to watch the cartoon.
Is he the guy that was the villain on Ready Player One? That same guy?
I don't remember.
Because that guy's on Bloodline, and I think he's Australian, so it might be the same guy.
I'm sure.
I got to look it up.
He's so amazing. He's one of my favorite actors of all time. All right, guys. So before we finish up today, we want to remind you of a, or not remind you, we want to tell you about a couple more sci-fi directions you can go in. Aubrey, what is your first recommendation?
Yes. So right now on Netflix, there's a series, and it's in, I don't know, season 2 or 3, I think. It's called Manifest, where this plane, it's so good, right? It's a plane that disappears for like 5 years, and then it just reappears. It's like leaves, I can't remember, somewhere in Europe, and then it's supposed to land in New York and just doesn't. So these families go on, they think that it's crashed and it hasn't, but then they reappear. So it's, you know, fascinating, and you don't understand why, but then all this other interesting thing starts happening, like they're hearing voices and they're starting to be able to see the future, all the people who were on the plane. So check it out. I highly recommend it. And then I was going to recommend a series called Mistborn by Brandon Sanderson, but the more we talked about fantasy versus sci-fi, it's actually more fantasy. It's sort of more magic. Great. But instead, I'm going to recommend one that's hardcore science fiction, which you guys may have heard me talk about the book Ender's Game, but this is a series of several books. So the second one was Speaker for the Dead and then Xenocide. And it has so much interesting sci-fi theory, especially of something they call the Ansible, which is sort of like the internet, a shared technology, but that develops its own AI and becomes like a sentient being. And it's fascinating.
Ooh, like Skynet.
Yeah, Terminator. Sort of, right? Yeah, a little bit like that. And the Speaker for the Dead, the second book, is actually one of my favorites. Awesome. And I can't tell you much because it's all sort of spoilery for what ends up happening, but you should read it.
That's very good. Awesome. All right, I'll make a couple recommendations. There's I think it's British sci-fi show called Humans, which is really good. And then Dune, both movies, the David Lynch movie from the 80s. And the one that just came out is mind-blowing. It is
which is only the first half. So they're going to do a second one for the second half. I can't wait.
Oh my God, it's so good, you guys. But also the original Dune book by Frank Herbert, it's a short read, guys, and it's so fascinating. I've read all the prequels and I've read so thousands and thousands of pages of Dune, and I love all of it. But if you want to just see if you like it, I highly recommend the original Dune, because it's short. You can motor through there, and I promise you, these characters are so engaging. I love it so much. And then anything by Isaac Asimov, guys, the original sci-fi OG godfather. The Foundation series is also really easy to get into.
As well as the movies, right? iRobot with Will Smith. Totally. Was amazing. Really, really well done. So read the book and watch the movie.
So good. All right, guys. So we want to remind you that we love sharing advice with you, and we would love for you to share our podcast, guys. We want more people to find the show, and you can win prizes if you help us. It just takes 2 minutes. Sign up to be an IELTS Energy Ambassador. Go to allearsenglish.com/IELTS contest. And like I said, it just takes a couple minutes. Sign up and then you get your own personal link to share, guys. And whoever shares the most wins prizes. A month of free All Ears English transcripts and a chat with a host of your choice. So sign up allearsenglish.com/IELTS contest. All right. Awesome. Aubrey, thanks for talking sci-fi today.
I'm always up for talking sci-fi.
Me too. I know. When I thought of this yesterday, I was like, oh, she's going to like this.
Aubrey's going to be excited.
All right, Aubrey, I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.